Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
A public consultation on the child and adolescent mental health services has been launched by the Mental Health Commission. It's an effort to implement robust, evidence-based standards for service users within the system. The question I've been asking today is, why haven't we had this until now? John Joe McGinley is a parent. He's the father of AutismDad.ie, and he's here to discuss his experience with his boys who've been in the CAM system. John Joe, good evening.
Good evening, Jonathan, and good evening to all your listeners. Thanks for having me on.
I want to talk about, look, we'll get to your boys in just a minute, but are you as surprised as I am that there hasn't been robust evidence-based standards for the CAM service? Because it's not exactly new.
It's not exactly new, and you'd expect to have this kind of activity done many, many years ago. But I think what's happened is that the CAM system is now in meltdown. It's got to a stage where the system is broken, that something has to be done drastically. We have some of the most vulnerable citizens in our country, our children, relying on a system that is broken, on a system that isn't there. So finally, this is probably the straw that's broken the camel's back, and something has to be done.
Tell me about your experience with CAMS.
Well, I'm the father of four boys. Two are on the autism spectrum. And my eldest child, James, he has been with CAMS for many years, but it has been taken a hard fight to get there, because what you've got in a system with CAMS, and one of the most fundamental difficulties that's there, is there is no cohesion, there's no joined up thinking with all the other services that are available, such as the Child Disability Network team. And because he has autism, people need to understand that autism doesn't come alone. It comes with a lot of the different issues. He's got dyslexia, and he also has the severe anxiety, which means he has that mental issues that require the services of a psychologist. But the problem has been for many years is that CAMS were refusing to treat children on the autism spectrum with anxiety because they believed that it was an autism symptom and it was the responsibility of other services. But sadly, those services didn't exist. When we finally
So they weren't seeing this individual, they weren't seeing the child. They were saying, well, he's two things wrong with them and you need to treat them separately. Is that what they were saying to you?
No, what they're saying is that because of the lack of resources that CAMS actually had, they were trying to pass, for the want of a better word, the buck back to the autism services that were there at the time that have now evolved into the Child Disability Network teams. Unfortunately, the Child Disability Network teams didn't have the professionals within their areas to actually treat the anxiety. It was like a catch-22. CAMS would treat the anxiety, but they wouldn't treat it if they believed it was autism-related. And the autism services didn't have anybody who had the criteria and the skills to treat the anxiety. So what happens is you have to fight tooth and nail. It's like any parent with a child with additional needs will tell you, if you don't fight for them, nobody else will. So we fought continuously to have our child to be seen by CAMS. And eventually he was seen by CAMS. But the problem with CAMS is that it's very hard to get a psychologist involved. There are too few of them. That's a key criteria, right? There are too few of those people there. When you do see them, they're excellent. But because of their workload and obviously the burnout that they probably suffer from, you find that you never really see the same psychologist maybe two or three times in a row. And as you know, with any clinical professional, you need to get an understanding of not only what are the issues, what are the symptoms, but what are the key things that you can help to try and ensure that that child develops.
So what happens in that system? I'm just going to say, what happens in that system then, where there aren't resources? It's not as if you can press a button to stop the child from growing or to stop whatever the issue is from getting any worse, or even giving the child the ability to help deal with it. What happens in that gap?
Well, what's happened in that gap is that medication becomes the crutch that CAMHS rely on. That because of the workload, the easiest intervention is to provide medication. As we've seen down the country, that has resulted in not only a scandal, but an ongoing investigation into how that scandal occurred. So in reality, that's what happens. They don't have the people in place to allow them to do the psychological work that's required. So a lot of them rely on medication. Now, you may say that the parents should push back, but that's easy to say when your child is suffering from severe anxiety, be suicidal. You'll take any support that's available just to keep your child alive. But the other
issue.
Can
I ask you what happened? Sorry, go on. The other issue.
The other issue is that CAMHS is very much like you get an appointment and you wait a few months for a letter for another appointment. Life isn't like that. People have ups and downs, and sadly, sometimes you have to have immediate medical intervention. And sadly, to actually get an urgent CAMHS appointment, you have to drag your child along to accident and emergency and say, this child is suffering. This child has anxiety and issues that are leading to suicidal thoughts. And unless we're given support, you never know what's going to happen. And
What it sounds like to me is they treat this like every other outpatient case. You get a letter to get an appointment. You get an appointment at time X. You get an email. Or you might get a letter in the post or a text message to say come at X. But in the meantime, this anxiety, these suicidal thoughts that might interfere, you know, they're going untreated. They're going unsupported. And we are treating children, and we're talking about children under the age of 18 here, in the same way we're treating adults with mental health issues, which is you have to be absolutely at the end of the road before they'll help you.
That is exactly the situation. But that's the what's happened to that road to take us to there is that there aren't enough CAMHS teams per region. You know, some areas are still lacking a full multidisciplinary team. You know, they should really have a walk-in and out-of-hours service so that we aren't forced to just go along to an A&E in crisis. And in this day and age, you know, there should be ongoing follow-up. You know, if resources are stretched in any other area, a lot of people are now offering like telemental health, you know, for follow-up. And we're in Donegal in rural Ireland, where in-person services are extremely limited. I hope that in any review that's undertaken with CAMHS, that the review covers not only how they are going to increase the face-to-face support, but how they can create a multifaceted support network that allows to have a blended approach, not only in the way that support is given out, but also in the way that they treat the child, not only face-to-face, but in an ongoing way.
John Joe, the standards they're talking about here, we've actually done this before, and we've seen HICWA be given standards for nursing homes and standards for care homes and particularly for educational services that deal with children with autism. And those standards are good. They require inspection and you're held up to whether you are above or below the standard that is there. It's a good way of taking the temperature of the services. But it's the same issue there, that HICWA will go in, they will try and assess the standards and there won't be enough people and as a result they'll fail the inspection. Are we going to make the same mistake here? If we don't hire more people to work in CAMHS, you can have as many standards as you like. They're just not going to be met.
That's important. We have to get more people, right? We need to be training and recruiting and retaining. That's a fundamental point, retaining more clinical psychologists for our children. But we also have to work alongside it to make sure that CAMHS integrates with the general practitioner, TUSLA, and the ongoing disability services. Because of that lack of integration, far too many children are falling through the cracks between the systems. And that is a major issue. There's also, we need to be sharing the electronic health records. We have to have that established between all the different providers of support. And the one thing that's fundamentally important for my own family, and I've been selfish about this, but many other parents have been in touch with me about it, is that there needs to be a smooth transition to adult services from CAMHS. Now, many young people are with autism are still at school beyond 18. There's a lot of issues with that. Some of them didn't start school till they were maybe 6 or 7. But the key point is that CAMHS cut you off directly at 18 whilst you're still at school. But when you're still at school, you're dropped. You're not. You don't fit the criteria for the adult services. So there's like a you're put in a limbo situation, and that has to be a key element that's addressed with any of the provisions. But for me, it okay. has to be about investment in people to ensure that we get the right psychologists, that we train the right psychologists, and more importantly, we retain them, because there is a lot of burnout within the profession. And then we have to make sure there's an integration right across all the provisions of services for our children. CAMHS, right. GPs, TUSLA, CDNT. Without that, any review is just going to be a tick box exercise which won't deliver anything for our children going forward.
John Joe McGinley, parent and founder of AutismDad.ie. Thanks very much for joining us. Doesn't it sound like common sense? But as we know, common sense isn't that common.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.